Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Pei Ches. We are up to Sif Hei, the top line on page Samach Vav, which is the page following 130. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Yesh Omrim She'ein Lehis'anos Tainis Cholom B'Shabbos Ella Al Cholom She'ra'u T'las Zimni. There are those who say that one should not fast a fast for a bad dream unless that dream was shown to him three times. So one should not fast on Shabbos, a tainus chalom, unless he saw the dream three times. V'yesh omrim shebizman hazeh ein lehis'anos tainus chalom b'Shabbos. There are those who say that nowadays in general one should not fast for a bad dream on Shabbos. She'ein anu b'kiyin b'pisron chalomos leida eze tov eze ra. We are not such experts at interpreting dreams to know what's a good dream and what's a bad dream. Therefore, nowadays, one should not be fasting for a dream on Shabbos. The Ha'olam Omrin, and the world says, Shenimtza b'svarim kadmonin, that is brought down in earlier svarim, shal shlosha chalomos mis'anim b'Shabbos, that on three specific dreams, we fast on Shabbos. The Elohim, and these are the three dreams. Haroa Sefer Torah Shenisraf, one who sees in his dream the Sefer Torah that is being burnt. And if you look at note number 28, he explains, V'tam adavar shetzarach l'sanos, the reason why one has to fast. If he sees a Sefer Torah being burnt in his dream, they'll yirab b'rayt shemarim lo ki'ilu over al kol ha-Torah. They're showing you in your dream as if you were over and went against the entire Torah. O shemarim lo shehu asibu l'sreifas ha-Torah, or they're showing you that you are the reason why the Sefer Torah is being burnt. That's a serious thing, and therefore that is grounds for fasting on Shabbos. Number two, O Yom HaKippurim B'Shas Ne'ila. You see in your dream what you might think is a great thing, Yom Kippur B'Shas Ne'ila, very holy time, but the Kadmonim say that one should fast for that on Shabbos, and the reason is that from Shemayim they're showing you that you need Kapara. Therefore they're showing you the peak of Ne'ila, Yom Kippur, showing you that you need Kapara, that something's up, and therefore you should fast. Number three, O Koros Beso, O Shinov Shenoflu. In your dream, you see the beams of the house falling down or your teeth falling out. Those are signs also that one should be fasting on Shabbos. And the reason again is that the Koros Beso falling down is a remez to Misa, and the teeth falling out is that you're not going to be able to eat anymore, which is that you're going to die. So therefore, these are signs that Kadmonim say of things that one should fast for on Shabbos. V'yesh Omer, there are those who say, Haroa Yom HaKippurim Afilu Shelo B'Shas Ne'ila. Some say even seeing in your dream Yom Kippur when it's not Ne'ila, that's also grounds for fasting on Shabbos. V'yesh Omrim Haroa Shekore BaTorah. One who sees that he is reading from the Sefer Torah, that's grounds to fast on Shabbos, because that's a sign that he's going up to get judged. V'yesh Omrim Haroa Shenose Isha. He sees in his dream that he's getting married. We know a chasan needs kapara. So you also, if you see in a dream you're getting married, you need kapara. Now if you look at note number 25, in the second paragraph he explains, the haroa b'chalomo shenos isha, one who sees in his dream that he's marrying an isha, shekosav ha-shulchan aruch sheyesh omrim shetzarach l'sanos, what we just saw in the Mechaber, that some say you have to fast for that even on Shabbos, kosav ha-mat Yehuda sheim roa rikudim u'mecholo shalachasana. If you see the dancing and the circles from the chasana, Einot tzarech l'sanos, then you do not need to fast. I guess if you see the chuppah, you see the more serious time, the time of kaparos, so then you have to fast. It's a sign that you should be fasting. You see the dancing, the celebration, then you would not need to fast. Continues the Mechaber. V'hodu roa shinov shenoflu, and that which one should fast, even on Shabbos, if he sees his teeth falling out in a dream, dafka shinov, this is specifically if his teeth are falling out in a dream. Avha roa l'chayov shenoshu, but if he sees that something's going on with his jaw is falling down, so chalom tovhu, that is a good dream. Why? D'meisu hayo'otzim olav ra'a. That's a sign that those who are giving bad advice against him, they died. And therefore, teeth falling out is a bad dream, and the jaw problems is a good dream. V'nirali, and it appears to me, says the Mechaber, Sha'chalomo sha'omru v'perek haroa she'im ro'im. The dreams that are brought down in Maseches Brachos that are considered a bad sign, gam aleihem mis'anim b'Shabbos, we also fast for those dreams on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishabura. We'll get a little more clarity over here. But we still have in the back of our minds the Chazon Ish that we saw yesterday. It's brought in the notes again today. That he says, nowadays, many of our dreams are just coming from what we're thinking about during the day, and they are not necessarily signs that warrant fasting in general, certainly not fasting on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan tesvav, shal shlosha chalomos misanim. Again, we said the Olam says that it's found in the Svarim HaKadmonim that on three specific dreams one should fast on Shabbos. V'af be'elu hashlosha, and even when it comes to these three, ein lehisanos b'Shabbos elu imkein hatainus oneglo. Even these three, you should only fast on Shabbos if the fasting is an oneg, it's an enjoyment for you. Kigon shenafsho aguma alav, because your nefesh is very bothered by this. You're so concerned about the dream that by fasting it's going to relax you. And therefore, if the fasting is going to relax you, it's going to give you some kind of oneg, so that's when you should be fasting for these dreams. This is coming to exclude someone who's not makbid and he sees a bad dream. He sees a bad dream, it doesn't concern him. Osha tainis koshalov, or fasting is very difficult for him. Umitzar yoser betaniso mimashim itzar bepachar achalom, or you're more worried about fasting than you are worried about the bad dream. So then, osir lehisanos b'Shabbos. Not only you shouldn't, then it's forbidden to fast on Shabbos. The starting point is, we don't fast on Shabbos. If you have a reason to fast, and these three dreams that we're bringing down, if it causes you so much agmas nefesh, that fasting is going to relax you, so then you should fast. But if the fasting is going to cause you any kind of tsar, that's possibly even greater than the dream that you saw, so then it's forbidden to fast. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Ubishem shlo kasvu ha'achronim. In the name of the shlo, the achronim bring down. Sha'af be'elu ha'shlo shahayorogil al harov livsok shlo lesanos b'Shabbos. That in general he told people that on these three dreams you should not be fasting on Shabbos. Eli yis'anesh ne'yomim b'chol neged yom ha'Shabbos yom ha'rishon sha'acharov. Rather, instead of fasting on Shabbos, and then on Sunday to make up for lacking your own Shabbos on Shabbos, so instead of fasting Shabbos on Sunday, the Shulah told people to fast 2 days during the week instead. Now, it tests Vav in the Shaar Tzion. He points out, Nirish etamu hayo deshema inafsho aguma alav. The reason why the Shulah did this, it appears, is because he thought that maybe they're not so bothered by the dream. Aval bevadai nafsho aguma moda. But for sure, if the person is concerned so much about the dream, then he'll be maskim that there would be grounds to fast on Shabbos. Just we're worried that maybe that's not the case. Sifkotan tezayin sefer Torah. So one of the dreams was, out of those three, was a person sees a sefer Torah being burnt. V'hu adin tefillin sheyesh b'hem parshios shabbat Torah. The same thing is true if you see tefillin being burnt. Tefillin is made up of parshas in the Torah. That's also grounds for fasting on Shabbos. Avon neviim uksuvim mashma delo. The mashmos is that if it's only neviim uksuvim, that's a darga down from the sefer Torah. That would not be grounds for fasting. Umashikosav shenisraf, and that which the mechaber says that you saw the sefer Torah burning, lafuke imroes shenofal miyado. That's coming to exclude if in your dream you drop the sefer Torah. That is not grounds for fasting on Shabbos. Only seeing the sefer Torah burnt, not seeing the sefer Torah falling, even if it was falling from your hands. Sifkatan Yudzayin is going on one of the other three dreams that is grounds to fast on Shabbos, is that the Koros Beso fell down, the beams of the house fell down. Uben Midrash Rabbah, Isa, the Midrash Rabbah brings down, Shepasru Le'isha, that this dream was interpreted for an Isha, Shetelet Zachar, that she's going to have a boy. She's going to give birth to a baby boy. V'chein Havaslam, that's what happened to her. So we see that from an Isha's perspective, she had this dream, it's not necessarily a bad sign. Mechaber says, you see a beam of your house falling down, it's a bad sign, you have to fast on Shabbos. But there's a story in the Medrash that a woman saw such a dream and they interpreted to her that she's going to have a baby boy, and that's what happened. So for an Isha, that's not necessarily grounds to be fasting on Shabbos. Sivkotun Yudches Oshinov, or his teeth are falling out. If he had a toothache and then he had a dream during his toothache that his teeth fell out, so that's not grounds for fasting. Like the Taz told us yesterday, when one is thinking certain thoughts and then he dreams about those thoughts, that's not a bad sign. That's just because of his thoughts. That does not warrant fasting. The Mechaber said that there are those who say, where's your test? Of nearly shachalomo shomer perek haroes. The Mechaber said at the end that those dreams that are brought down in Perek Haroah and Brachos at their bed, that's also grounds to fast on Shabbos. Upashet gambazet dafka nafsha guma lo kelel. But again, like before, this is dafka if you're very concerned over that dream, so then it's grounds for fasting, otherwise you would not be allowed to fast on Shabbos. Sivkatan chaf shehem ra'im, the Gemara Brachos said they're bad dreams. V'lo yis'ana al chalomo shehem hefsed mamon. All these dreams that we're discussing over here are a concern for a person's life. But if the only concern in the dream is a loss of money, that's not grounds for fasting. It's dafka things that they were happening during, for real, on Shabbos, it would be grounds to mechal Shabbos, lachanas nefashos. You have a dream about such a thing, so then it's grounds to fast on Shabbos. The fact that you're going to lose some money, that's not grounds to fast on Shabbos. Sivkotan chaf alav gam aleihem. The Mechaber said these dreams from the Gemara and Brachos that are considered bad, you fast on them as well. V'tzorech ha'odam ledaktik. A person has to be careful. Shaharbe dvorim holchim achar Hashem baloshem. Many things go after the way they are said in a certain language. Kigon shunra and shinra ayin sham b'gemara. So when explained, the Gemara brings down a difference between shunra and shinra. So that means if a person sees a cat in his dream, so if it's a place where they call a cat a shunra, that's a sign of a shira no'e, of a nice song. It's not grounds for fasting, that's a good sign. But if in your place a cat is called not a shunra, but rather a shinra, so then it's a sign, it stands for shinui ra, a turn, a change for the bed. So then it is ground for fasting. So sometimes, Dr. Mishabura, it really depends on the lashon that is used for a certain item of whether it would warrant fasting or not. Vayter in the Mechaber Sivov, Hamis'ana b'Shabbos, one who finds himself fasting on Shabbos, Omer Aneinu Achar Siyum Tfilaso. Obviously, we don't have Shema Kolenu, so you say Aneinu after you finish davening. Below Chasima without the ending bracha, V'cholo be'elokai Nitzur. And you put Aneinu into Elokai Nitzur. The Ramah says, V'yomer Achar Tfilaso Ribon Ha'olam Galui Kimo B'chol. And you will stick in after your Tfilah Ribon Ha'olam Im Galui, like we do during the week when one is having a tainus. Says the Mishabura Sekon Chavez, Achar Siyum Tfilaso Hainu Kodem Milaratzom. So you stick it in at the end of Elokai Nitzur, before Yilaratzom, that's where you stick in the Aneinu. And in general, just everyone should know, on a regular fast day, if you forget Aneinu in Shemaya Tefillah, so you place Aneinu there as well, you put it into Elokai Nitzor before you say the second Yilaratzum. Kosu ha'achronim v'achronim right. Demutter lomar b'Shabbos Elokai ad shelo notzarti. You are allowed to say on Shabbos, this paragraph, we say it on Yom Kippur, Elokai ad shelo notzarti, v'chuli, hiratzum v'chuli. De'enu aser she'elas trachav. It's not usher for one to ask for his needs on Shabbos, elokishim mevakesh al choli, only if he's asking to be cured from an illness, o parnasa, or he's looking for parnasa, v'domelo sheyesh tzar lefon of something that is tzar in front of him, that you're not allowed to ask for on Shabbos. Aval charotas avonos tov lomar b'chol yom, but to feel bad for your sins that you have done, so that's good every day. Kevan she'enu b'loshon vidui, since you're not saying b'loshon vidui, that would be okay to say on Shabbos. And the Sharetzion Chav Alvi writes, u'binyanenu afilu haya b'loshon vidui gam kein shari. Even if it would be b'loshon vidui, it would also be okay. Kemosha kasadim b'shabura sivkatan zayin. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zayin, if a person enjoys eating earlier on Shabbos day, for example, his nighttime suda was already digested, he's hungry, he wants to eat earlier, so yaktim, so he should eat a suda earlier. If eating later in the day is more enjoyment to him, because his food from the night before is not digested yet, he still feels it inside his stomach. So yacher, so you should delay a suda. Whatever will be more enjoyable, that's when you should have your suda. Of course, not brought down over here, but it's obvious, factor in the rest of the family as well. If you're still full from last night, you're not going to delay your suda to 2 o'clock if the rest of the family is hungry. But if you're by yourself, and you could decide when to eat based on your enjoyment of the suda, whether it will be more geshmak earlier, have it earlier, more geshmak later, have it later. Says the Ramah, V'chein mi sheyesh lo sudos kol yom kamo b'Shabbos. So too, one who has big sudas every day, like a Shabbos suda, yishane b'Shabbos lahakdim ul'achir. He should make a sign that it should be clear that Shabbos is different. He's having the same food, but have the food earlier than you normally have it during the week on Shabbos, or have it later. So change up the time. So again, the Mechaber says, have the suda whenever you're going to enjoy it more, earlier or later. And the Ramah says that a person has big sudas during the week, like Shabbos, so change it up on Shabbos and have the suda at a different time, earlier or later. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Gimel, Yishana b'Shabbos, change the time of the Suda on Shabbos, Kedei Sheyia Minkar Shulachlot Shabbos, so it should be recognizable that you're having the Suda L'Kavod Shabbos. Note 31 points out that Mishana es Mokom HaSuda, instead of changing the time, if you want to change the place where you eat, L'Mokom Noe Yoser M'Mokom Sudosu Yimos Achot, when I used to place and you eat during the week you have a big Suda but you eat in the kitchen. And now on Shabbos, you have the same size suda we're having in the dining room. Oh, mishtamish bekelim yoseh yekarma, you're using fancier dishes. Me'elu shemishtamish behem b'mos achol, than you normally use during the week. Darach HaShulchan writes, shenechshav gamken keheker she'oseh kein kavod Shabbos. That's also a sign you're doing the kavod Shabbos. So change something up on Shabbos. Ideally, it should be the food. But if it's not the food, it should be the timing, it should be the location, it should be the kelim that you use. Sekadon chavdal lahaktim ul'acher. In the case of the Mechaber, so move the Suda earlier or later. This is actually going in the Ramah that says if you have the same Suda during the week as you have on Shabbos, have it earlier or later. Pirish Shah Mu'etis. A little bit earlier, a little bit later. Aval Acher Harbi Einira, but to delay your Suda a lot, it does not appear to be correct. Shehei Ra'ev B'Shabbos. We don't want you to be too hungry on Shabbos. That's causing Tzar on Shabbos. So if you're pushing it later, a little bit later, not too much later. Says the Mechaber, Vayter, one more Sif. Sif Ches. Ein misanin al shum tzara me'atzaros klal. We do not fast, although we're mentioning over here fasting because of a bad dream, but if there are other tzaras going on, one does not fast on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chavei al shum tzara, haynu afilu al osen shemavur b'samach shezo'akim u'mischanim aleihim. Even those tzaras that we'll see in the next year that you scream out and you daven for them on Shabbos, those are not tzaras that are grounds for fasting. Sif Katan Chavei me'atzaros, kishiyesh ma'ora. When something happened, v'tzarech adam l'rachav, if a person needs mercy, mutter levakesh v'lipul aponav b'yochid. He's allowed to request mercy and fall on his face if he is in private. That will be permissible. We'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we'll continue weiter with Sivtes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.